USA News. I'm Dave Collins. It's day five of the United Auto Workers strike against the big three U.S. automakers. Reports say the union has met with Ford, GM, and Stellantis in recent days with little to no progress on a new contract. Nearly 13,000 auto workers remain on strike at three plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri. They're demanding better pay and pension benefits. There may be more going on strike as of Friday. There was no pulling punches when Republicans began talking about the Biden economy.
Republicans continue to criticize the president's economic plan. They call Bidenomics as the possibility of a government shutdown looms. Congressman Pat Fallon of Texas led a congressional hearing and called the president's plan a total failure.
Biden administration apparently doesn't care if a gallon of milk costs $6. So long as it forces everyone to purchase an electric vehicle that costs more than the yearly median household income.
Democrats countered, accusing the GOP of steering the nation toward a disruptive government shutdown that will impact food and cash assistance programs. I'm John Schaefer.
Hunter Biden is planning to plead not guilty to federal gun charges after he was indicted last week. That's according to his attorney. The president's son was charged with three federal criminal counts. Two are related to Biden allegedly filing a form claiming he was not using drugs at the time he purchased the weapon in 2018. After a caravan to Sacramento, Teamsters rallied with California lawmakers and public safety leaders to demand that Governor Gavin Newsom sign AB 316. The bill would require a trained human operator be present in autonomous vehicles weighing over 10,000 pounds. Union leader Jason Rabinowitz rallied members on the steps of the Capitol.
But I can tell you where the Teamsters stand. We stand for safe streets, we stand for middle-class jobs, and we stand for a human operator behind the wheel.
This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
An emergency declaration is in effect for the Texas border town of Eagle Pass as officials deal with an overwhelming number of illegal immigrants. Over last weekend, the total number of arrests along the southwest border topped 35,000. That's an average of nearly 9,000 a day. Gas prices are surging to their highest level of the year. AAA said Monday that the national average for regular gas is $3.88 per gallon. That's a 5-cent jump over the past week, as nearly a dozen states now average $4 a gallon or higher. One prison escapee is back in custody while the search continues for another. John Fink has the story.
The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation says one of the two women who walked out of a transitional reentry facility over the weekend has been caught in Orange County. Corrections agents say 32-year-old Janelle Rice has been arrested in Stanton. The second woman, 31-year-old Diana Sanchez, remains on the loose. Anyone with information on her whereabouts is urged to notify law enforcement.
Union healthcare workers in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. have threatened to go on strike against Kaiser Permanente. The workers say they'll walk off the job if no agreement can be reached on a new contract by September 30th. About 3,800 workers are among those who could join similar actions in the Pacific Northwest and Rocky Mountain states. The Powerball jackpot soaring with no grand prize winner in Monday night's drawing. The latest rollover means at least $672 million will be on the line come Wednesday. Dave Collins, USA News.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.